This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Thursday, March 21st, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. A software platform designed by three Purdue University professors is helping primary care case managers connect patients with a variety of social services. Known as Bridges, the software is linked to Indiana 211, a division of the Indiana Family and Social Services Administration, designed to provide Hoosiers with help from thousands of health and human service resources in their communities. Nicole Adams, a clinical associate professor of nursing at Purdue who helped develop the software, said the platform will soon be enhanced after more data is collected from users.
We've developed a partnership with Indiana 211 to make the data entry piece of setting up those organizations less burdensome for our end users. This is their hand-curated database that they update routinely, and it has more targeted Indiana resources in it.
The software was originally developed for the Federal Health Resources and Services Administration competition in 2023, in which the Purdue team placed second out of 134 competitors, earning a $100,000 prize. The administration said the software, quote, streamlined the screening and social service referral process. The United States Postal Service this week announced big changes to its Fort Wayne Processing and Distribution Center that could result in some layoffs. About $5 million is being invested to modernize and transform the facility into a local processing center, with some of its operations being transferred to Indianapolis. USPS said in a news release, the move follows a, quote, thorough business review and solicitation of public feedback on the facility's future. However, Tim Bracht, vice president of the American Postal Workers Union Local 286, told our partners at WPTA-TV the union disagrees with the changes. An option for schools to divvy up portions of Indiana's iLearn exams was approved by state lawmakers at the end of the 2024 legislative session and will change how thousands of Hoosier students are tested. The provision was included in House Enrolled Act 1243, an omnibus education bill filled with action items supported by the Indiana Department of Education. The assessment plan includes what state education officials call flexible checkpoints for schools to administer iLearn preparation tests in language arts and math before the typical end-of-year tests. A dozen other states already have similar models. From the number one source for Indiana Business News, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
The Justice Department on Thursday announced a sweeping antitrust lawsuit against Apple, accusing the tech giant of engineering an illegal monopoly in smartphones that boxes out competitors and stifles innovation. IIB's Alex Brown has more.
The lawsuit, filed in federal court in New Jersey, alleges that Apple has monopoly power in the smartphone market and uses its control over the iPhone to, quote, engage in a broad, sustained, and illegal course of conduct, end quote. The lawsuit, which was also filed with 16 state attorneys General, is the latest example of the Justice Department's approach to aggressive enforcement of federal antitrust law that officials say is aimed at ensuring a fair and competitive market, even as it has lost some significant anti-competition cases. The case is taking direct aim at the digital fortress that Apple has built around the iPhone and other popular products such as the iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch to create what is often referred to as a walled garden, so its meticulously designed hardware and software can seamlessly flourish together while requiring consumers to do little more than turn the devices on. Apple has defended the walled garden as an indispensable feature prized by consumers who want the best protection available for their personal information. It has described the barrier as a way for the iPhone to distinguish itself from devices running on Google's Android software, which isn't as restrictive and is licensed to a wide range of manufacturers. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Evansville-based Shoe Carnival Incorporated is reporting fiscal full-year net income of $73.3 million, down $110 million from the previous year. CEO Mark Worden said Thursday that despite the drop, the footwear retailer is excited about future growth opportunities. Shoe Carnival reported net sales for the fiscal year just under $1.2 billion, which is down slightly from the previous year, but at the high end of the company's expectation. The fiscal year ended February 1st, just before the company announced its $45 million acquisition of Racine, Wisconsin-based Rogan Shoes Incorporated, which added 28 stores to Shoe Carnival's portfolio. Research teams led by a Purdue University professor have received $6.7 million in federal grants to further development of a smart, soft contact lens that can monitor glaucoma, dry eye syndrome, and other chronic eye diseases. Chi-Huan Li, an associate professor of biomedical engineering, leads the teams that are developing the patent-pending devices, according to a university news release. The lens technology is a sticker-like item containing smart technology that, when used on a typical contact lens, can measure pressure within the eyes. Similar wearable biomedical devices exist, the university said, but their increased lens thickness and stiffness cause discomfort and offer less promise toward treatment itself. Hoosier teachers can take advantage of a free professional development course and stipends to earn the state's literacy endorsement. The new Keys to Literacy course is available to active pre-kindergarten through 6th grade educators and will be added to their existing license. The Indiana Department of Education announced this week, educators can earn up to $1,200 in stipends for course completion. The 80-hour course is aligned with the Indiana Academic Standards in the Science of Reading, as well as certified by the International Dyslexia Association. ISDA Director Don Lamb is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.